Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Well, it's a Monday afternoon, and guess who's back?
Hello, 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 family. It's that time again.
Dr. Pearl Coupe is back with us for Pearls of Wisdom. Good afternoon, Dr. Pearl, and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Z. It's always a pleasure to be here on our Monday specials.
Yes. Are we on part three today of boundaries?
Yeah, we're on part three on boundaries. As you know, we've been doing a series on boundaries. And one of the things we were talking about last time, in fact, last couple of sessions, was to mention that sometimes freedom in Christ is misunderstood. Mm. And, you know, we even made reference to 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, which says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yeah.
And sometimes we interpret that to mean, we think it means, you know, there's unrestrained liberty.
Yeah.
You can just do whatever you want. That's not what that scripture means. Mm. And so we always have to contextualize things. And so we've been talking about boundaries and the need to set boundaries and the fact that the Word of God itself is a book that sets boundaries, not in a legalistic way, not so that we can't have fun, not to, you know, keep us bound in prison, but just to maximize, ensure that our relationships are maximized. Because when you step out of boundaries, you know, you offend people, you hurt people, you step out of order. There are boundaries for the family in terms of who is the head. And when you step out of order, the God order that God has placed in, then you're bound to encounter some difficulties. Even for yourself. If you ignore the boundaries that have been set for us in terms of healthy eating and everything, then your body is going to object and you're going to suffer the consequences medically and otherwise. So boundaries really are very, very important and integral to all, you know, every part of our life, for relationships, for maximized health, for just our journey and faith.
Yeah.
Because if you go around sinning, and we're called, you know, into a life that has holiness and righteousness as boundaries, and you decide to sidestep that, you know, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, and it doesn't always mean literal death, you know. So there are boundaries, and those boundaries are for our good. That's what we must understand. They're for our good. So today I just wanted to talk a little bit, and I wanted to talk about some of the boundaries that pertain to parental boundaries today.
Sure.
Just a little.
Oh, you're coming for us. You are coming for the parents.
Coming for the parents. Let's come for the parents. But yeah, no, I mean, this is, let me rather even put it parent-child boundaries, because there are also boundaries for children.
Correct.
In terms of boundaries of respect.
Correct.
And, you know, these days, a lot more in this generation than my generation, we were very respectful. We were very mindful. I mean, you'd get into trouble. You get disciplined very quickly.
You knew your place. Yeah.
But now we've got laws that prohibit spanking and stuff. So those boundaries are harder to maintain with such kind of laws, you know. But let me just start off by saying that, you know, sometimes it's good to be friends. I'm friends with my daughter. I've got my youngest daughter still living with me. She's like a bestie to me.
I love it. I love your relationship.
I mean, we go everywhere. We do our spa days. And, you know, she's the only one who's left at home. The others are grown up and out of the house.
Yeah.
However, and I'm saying to parents, it's good to be friends with your children. But there must be a boundary where it is known who is the parent and who is the child. Because I've observed a few relationships where I'm not too sure, you know, in terms of the relationship, how it's panning out.
A whole two-year-old parent.
A two-year-old parent telling, you know, issuing the instructions and this and that, and the parent just agreeing to everything. And I'm like, wait a minute, who's the parent here?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a boundary that we must be careful to put in, that, yes, it's good to be friendly, have friendly relationships with our children, but always remember that they are your children first and your friends afterwards.
Yeah.
And they must understand also that, you know, the boundary must be there when they need correction, Don't overlook correction because, oh, this is my buddy. No, God expects us to put in correction. The scripture's dealing with that expectation. Proverbs 22:6 is the scripture for parents that tells us we have to, you know, teach and train and equip our children in the ways that they're supposed to go so they don't depart from that. Mm. That includes correction and rebuke. And if you're just buddy-buddy all the time, it'll be difficult for you to enforce that discipline.
Correct.
And even the day you try to, that child's not going to take you seriously. They're going to be like, what are you trying to do?
Mm.
You know, because we're buddies. So, yeah, don't shy away from setting those boundaries with your children. Remember that the boundaries we're referring to and talking about are kingdom, biblically based boundaries.
Correct.
Not worldly boundaries. So that means the word of God must guide us and be our benchmark and our plumb line. And God expects us to put those boundaries in because we're going to be accountable in terms of how we trained and equipped our people. The earlier we can put in those boundaries and make sure that those boundaries, you know, are put in place, the better. I remember when my daughter was very, very young. I think she was about 8 years old. And she said something, you know, quite disrespectful to me. And so I had to put that boundary in place.
Yeah.
And I remember telling her to say, honey, and because I wanted her to learn from the experience. Sometimes as parents, we just punish children randomly.
Mm.
They don't even know what they're being punished for. They don't know the consequences. It's important that they learn the lesson.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I said, go, I need you to go and study the Bible. Go and study the scripture that talks about honoring your father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her, I want a one-page essay. Go and type it out on your computer. It was a desk computer then. Mm. Type it out and let me know why you're not supposed to disrespect me. And she put it through under my doorway, wrote the whole thing. And now she understood that respecting me was beneficial to her, not to me.
Mm.
Because the Bible says your days may be long and so that it may be well with you.
Sure.
So she wasn't doing me any favors by respecting me.
Mm.
She was doing herself a favor. And so those are some of the boundaries we must set in terms of you can go this far. We can chat. We can go to movies together. Girl, we can do spa days together.
Yeah.
But what you will not do is dishonor me, disrespect me. So
right.
Those are boundaries that we need to be very careful to set when we're dealing with our children. Teach them the consequences of ignoring boundaries. So I pray for every parent that's out there that God will give you wisdom and grace just to know how to set those boundaries, but still maintain an open communication line, you know, where your children are not scared of you.
Yes.
So don't set such stringent boundaries that, you know, they call you Major General or something. That's the nickname. Where's Major General? You know, because you're just like an army, you know, soldier.
Yeah.
So they should feel free and open with you, but not to take liberty to do things that they're not supposed to do. And children, observe those boundaries out there. It's for your own good at the end of the day.
Sure. That's a powerful one. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl.
Always
we'll catch up again next week.
Amen.
Well, another Monday, another Pearl of Wisdom. Good afternoon, Dr. Pearl Coupe. Thank you for joining us on the Power Hour once again. It's always good to have you.
It's always good to be here, see?
Last week, you left us with something really to think about, especially as parents raising children in this day and age, to say there always has to be that boundary where the child knows who the parent is.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And so that was very, very powerful. I enjoyed that a lot, especially as a parent myself. What do you have for us today on boundaries?
Well, we're still on the issue of boundaries. And today I want to talk about boundaries in terms of friends and friendships.
Ooh.
I don't know about you, Z, but, you know, I think a lot of us have lost some very important, you know, divine covenant relationships. And it could be because, you know, there were no boundaries.
Yeah.
And so I just want to talk about, you know, friendships and managing friendships to make sure that they're enhanced. You don't take advantage of anybody. Sometimes we take advantage of our friends. Sometimes we abuse them.
Mm.
But the first thing I just want to say about setting boundaries is even in terms of just the friends that you have, be purposeful and intentional about the friends you have. Now, the Bible tells us to be salty, tells us to be light. So we're not supposed to enclose ourselves, you know, and not associate with sinners or anything like that.
Yeah.
But this is what I always say. I say there's a difference between association, mere association, and being yoked.
come on.
Yeah. And being yoked. Now, if when you're talking about friends, you're talking and marriage, things like that, it's a yoking situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why the Bible tells us in, you know, in 2 Corinthians not to be unequally yoked, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?
Mm.
So, you know, in the olden days, they used to, you know, kind of plow the fields with oxen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't have the AMA tractors that we have and all the technologies. But
yeah,
they used to use oxen. And the trick to successfully plowing your field related to the oxen that you used. So you had to make sure that the oxen, when you put that yoke
mm-hmm.
on the oxen, that they were equally matched.
Mm-hmm.
So a big ox with a big ox, not with a little biki-biki ox.
Mm.
Because then it's just going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
It's not going to be balanced. It's not going to do the job. So equal height, equal weight, so that they plow smoothly. They're walking together, equal pace, equal. And so it's a smooth plow.
Yeah.
And that's why the Bible says to us, do not be unequally yoked.
Sure.
Because now if you're unequally yoked with somebody who has different values from you, and you're now unequally yoked with friends, and this is somebody who cusses and drinks and curses and always, eventually, that's going to come on you.
Correct.
That's going to come on you. And so we want to be very, very careful. That Proverbs 13:20 says this, the companion of fools will be destroyed.
Mm.
He that walks with the wise shall be wise. He that is a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Mm.
So again, back to unequal yoking. Be very careful and intentional and purposeful around the people who you constantly relate with
yeah.
and are yoked with. Don't enable bad behavior. We speak the truth in love.
Yes.
Because some of our friends, I mean, I've had friends who just criticize, you know, they just put you down, condemnation. Set some boundaries in terms of how you relate with people. Don't
yeah.
be so abusive
yeah.
in how we relate, how we talk to one another. If we have to correct or speak the truth and you know, speak it in love, because that's what Ephesians 4:15 says. Speak the truth in love so we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. So always criticizing, set that boundary. I remember I had to set a boundary with one of my friends once. All she would do is criticize and tell me about people who were gossiping about me. That was
people.
Literally every conversation she would tell me, hey, this is what so-and-so. And then I had to set the boundary.
And by the time you leave her every day, you're upset.
I'm very
depressed
and et cetera. And one day I just had to say to her, listen, I mean, you know, there are things that are said about you that probably may not have been the right approach, but I just wanted her to know. There are things that I don't tell you because I'm protective over
yes.
you. And my job is to encourage you and to edify you. I don't want to bring you information that will depress you unnecessarily,
yeah.
information that's not helpful and building you up.
Mm.
You know, so I had to set that boundary. So let's not take friends for granted. Let's make sure that we appreciate them. And, you know, we don't abuse the friendship and friendship that we value and we love. Let's just, you know, nurture them and cherish them
yeah.
and edify our friends. Don't take, real advantage just because this is my chomi, my buddy. And then you're calling
sweet
them.
And she's kind.
Yeah. And you're calling them at 2 a.m. and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, and especially if you're single and they're married,
exactly.
you know, those are boundaries that you need to be respectful of that.
Yes.
You may be a single sister who has less, you know, commitments,
yeah. yes.
but respect a marital boundary. If you are single and they're married, don't just be barging in all
and
the
constantly
time.
Wanting to go out and do things
yeah,
and do things, and then
yeah,
you get
do
upset
single
when they're
sister
not available.
Stuff. Like, yeah, don't be doing, you know, encouraging them into so much single sister stuff when they have commitments at home. So
be
respectful of the home, of the family, things like that. So those are just some few tips just to be mindful of so that you can keep that relationship. If it's a good relationship, you want to nurture it and keep it as long as possible.
Correct. Because we forget sometimes. We get comfortable.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the respect goes out out the door as well.
No, absolutely.
When we're so familiar with a person. So it's absolutely important that we're reminded of those things now and again.
For sure. So I pray for you with your friends. Be respectful of one another.
Yeah.
You know, and be honest when somebody's crossing the boundary,
yeah,
but not brutally honest, because some people come with an axe when, you know, they say, I'm being honest.
And also, like, Dr. Pearl,
axe of murder.
The challenge is, yeah, they do something, you let it go, but then you're banking everything in your heart.
Yeah. Exactly.
You should just deal with it while it's fresh.
That's me.
So that you move past it, isn't it?
I'm like a child. I just blurt it out, you know, but let's blurt it out with honesty, but with love.
Yeah.
With love, not with condemnation, you know, critical heart, or, you know, with an agenda to humiliate.
Because sometimes I think that's where the cutting off of people comes, where
right,
you've been doing things and I haven't said anything to you all this time.
Exactly.
And then one day I feel like I'm just fed up.
Boundary.
And then I just block you and I disappear.
Right.
And meanwhile, you don't know. What did I do?
That's not right.
I never addressed it.
Yeah, no, open lines of communication. Mm. So you need to set the boundaries and set them early enough in the relationship to say that, you know. And like I say, with love, with warmth to say that, you know. And not in an attack way.
Mm.
Because oftentimes people feel attacked when we say, you did this, pointing the finger, you this. But you can actually swing it around to say, I wasn't really comfortable
with,
you know, instead of the attacking you, because it kind of puts a different slant on it.
Sure.
But just to say, you know, I appreciated that. And I always try to start my not criticism, but to start correction by mentioning a positive point first.
Mm.
To say, you know, I really appreciated this.
Yes.
However, we can do things better. If we were to do things like this, it would be better for me.
Yeah.
And I would feel, you know, more appreciated or something like that. Mm. So the way we set boundaries is very important as well. Don't just come with a you know, come
shambok.
And say, I'm God's battle axe. Today I'm going to axe you.
Dr. Pearl, let's catch up again next week. Thank you.
Thank you, my friends.